Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
Oh,
how you feeling, Daryl? Now you're a little under the weather.
I've had better weeks. That's all I'll say.
Been a rough week, huh?
Did you get any of the throat coat tea? Because I've been chugging that like crazy.
I've not been able to leave the house. So.
Okay. All right. Well, feel better, buddy.
We're on the back nine, I think. I'm optimistic.
That's good.
The back nine.
It literally is. Man, and I just made fun of somebody for doing this, and now I'm doing the same damn thing. So it's funny how many people, just across the board, like in my kiddo's school, I had somebody tell me that they had like 50% of their class in one of the classes the other day. That's neither here nor there. That's not what people are here to listen to, though. Tangent over, Daryl. I'm sorry. I'll ask you. What
going
did you think?
Around whatever that it is.
What'd you think of Deshaun Watson's presser today?
I think that he handled everything best as he can. He didn't address anything that wasn't football related. The closest he came to that was when he was talking about just in generality. Dealing with the suspension. So, I mean, there's still stuff pending in the courts. There's still two civil cases that are pending. I think that they did a good job prepping him for that press conference. I can tell you one quarterback that did not like being prepped for press conferences is the guy that's in Carolina right now. He never really seemed to take to any kind of preparation for having to answer any type of difficult questions. But, if he handles things on Sunday as well as he did that press conference, and obviously going forward, I think he's going to be fine when you're talking about playing football for the Cleveland Browns.
All right, Daryl, let's get to listen, I just want to stick the rest of this interview to football. That's just what we're going to stick to here. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I'll ask you.
So does
you.
My throat.
We just were talking about this, about this idea of the Browns flipping the switch with Deshaun coming back. Yeah. And so I wanted to run this by you. If the Browns were to flip the switch with Deshaun, let's say it's a 4-2, 5-1, 6-0. Let's get real crazy about it. Would you see that as proof that they struggled because of Jacoby, or that maybe does that give credence to the idea they might not have they might have been loafing the first 11 games of the year?
I would probably say the latter. I think Jacoby Brissett, I've said it time and time again, I think Jacoby's been was fantastic in those 11 games. I mean, there's only one of those games, Nick, that you can say he didn't play well enough for them to win, and that was the New England game. He had three turnovers in it. The rest of the game, he did his job, and that was gave them opportunities to win. And I would say it would be disappointing if it needed to be Deshaun Watson as the quarterback to motivate the defense to do their jobs or motivate those on special teams to do their jobs. In fact, I think that'd be an indictment on the players within the locker room, because Jacoby Brissett is one of the classiest, most professional guys you'll find in the National Football League. So I certainly hope that isn't the case, but you look at the schedule and what's in front of them. Look, I anticipate that whatever rust that Deshaun is going to have, and I think it's fair to assume he's going to have some. Like, if there was ever a team to face his first time out in almost 700 days, it's like it's the 1-9-1 Houston Texans. But there are some tough opponents in there down the stretch as well. So hopefully it's none of those. Hopefully Deshaun starts to show as time goes on here down the stretch, why the Browns gave up what they gave up for him and then ultimately gave him $230 million in fully guaranteed money.
Daryl, what do you think how do you think Stefanski handles the play calling with Deshaun back on the field?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know that much changes. Maybe he doesn't run two straight quarterback sneaks. maybe that doesn't happen.
So like three straight?
Well, no, but I think one thing that you will maybe see a little more of, and that's the designed RPO, because that's a part of Deshaun's game. But again, I'm not so sure how much I want to see that right away. Because my biggest concern with Deshaun has nothing to do with his ability. It has to do with injury. I would be more concerned that he pulls a muscle or, suffers some other injury because he hasn't played in so long. There's a difference between walkthroughs and practice and game speed. It's night and day. And he hasn't seen game speed in a very, very long time. So if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm easing Deshaun back into things. But that's just me. And then as the weeks go on, maybe I'm calling more of those RPOs that makes him the explosive and prolific playmaker that he is, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Darryl, what can you tell us about David Njoku's latest knee injury, when it happened, and what it might mean for this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, he's been between the ankle and the knee, he's been dealing with stuff for the last couple of weeks, obviously. He missed a couple of weeks with the ankle injury. I would say if he practices on Friday, that's a pretty good indication that he's going to give it a go. I don't know when he suffered it. Maybe it happened on that tremendous catch that he made to tie the game and force overtime, but hopefully that particular catch means more red zone targets for Njoku, which I've also been calling for pretty much the entire season because of his athletic ability and his ability just to get up and basically jump out of the gym. And for some reason, that is not something that the Browns have exploited much of. But him not practicing yesterday, certainly you're a little concerned about that. But he is a guy that, no joke, he rehabs like he'll rehab 24/7 if he has to get back. So I'm pretty confident that if he is able to play on Sunday, that he will play Sunday, because that's just the type of guy and player that he is.
All right, I'm just going to ask you another sports talk topic instead of like a question relating to this weekend, because it does feel like this – from the Texan side of things, they're kind of are who they are. Honestly, they're a much less talented version of who the Browns were for the first 11 games of the season, except the Browns actually had good quarterback play. But I'm just talking about like not being able to play from behind, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I just really want to spend that time bleeping all over the Texans. I got to ask you, does a late second run here, the Eric Mangini special, as it were known, would that stop the Browns from having to make changes? Would that stop Kevin Stefanski from having to make changes to his staff this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, we have seen glimpses from the defense of them playing up to their capabilities, right? The Ravens game, certainly. The Bengals game comes to mind. Buffalo, I thought they played relatively okay. Tampa Bay, they played really, really well. So you've got three of those where they were really good, right? And then you got a maybe they were okay with Buffalo, minus that really god-awful blown coverage coming out of a timeout. I still can't believe that happened, but it did. If they finish the season in the same fashion that they finished last year, and this is why I caution people against the carryover talk, because, right, all this conversation this offseason was about how the defense was going to carry over, how they finished the 2021 season and bring it into 2022. And as we know, that never materialized, in spite of them running it back basically on that side of the ball and bringing everyone back. So people are assuming that Deshaun and whatever the offense does, that carries over automatically the next year. And I think there's a lesson to be learned there these last 2 years. But yeah, I mean, if this defense gets it together and they play like they did against Baltimore and Cincinnati, all three divisional teams are still on the schedule, right? They got a trip to Cincinnati. They got either a Saturday or a Sunday game in the middle of December against the Ravens. And then they finish the season in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. But over these next six games, if this defense does a 180, right, they start magically forcing turnovers and continuing to get key third down stops. I mean, they forced nine punts against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers Sunday, which is really, really impressive considering how this unit has played this year. Then, yeah, I do think that there is a scenario where the Browns could talk themselves into, we're okay.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Feel better, okay?
You bet, guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.